Good afternoon, Zero Environmental Engineering.
Hey, is Rick there?
May I ask you speaking?
Yeah, this is Ja with Bank of Cardiff. You
can
look at
our reviews. Can I ask what this is regarding?
I spoke with him a little about a month ago. Just want to touch base with him, see how everything is going.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Everything is better in
the account-wise and paperwork-wise that we're able to, and your payment history, I'm sure. I mean, the way you pay things is on time and you pay it off. So once you go through all that, we take all that into consideration.
Hello, this is Rick Farrell.
Hey, Rick. This is Joe over at Bank of Cardiff. How's your day going?
It's going well. How are yours?
Good, thanks. Thanks for asking. Hey, just want to touch base with you real quick and see how everything is going. I'm not sure if you remember, but we spoke about a month ago, and you said that you would just give me a call if something comes up. I just want to give you a call and see if there's anything I can help you out with going into the spring, summertime.
With regards to?
Equipment or capital.
Oh, lending. Okay. You know what? I'm pretty set right now. Things are going pretty well, and the cash flow is decent. So
okay.
I don't see any real need for it at this point. You might want to give me a call back in a couple of months.
Okay, sounds good. I can do that. Do you guys have any big projects coming up?
Oh, we have always have lots of big projects.
It sounds like you don't have to pay anything up front then, huh?
No, actually, we actually get paid up front.
Oh, really? Huh,
We request retainers. We're kind of like attorneys.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we actually finance the out-of-pocket with retainer checks.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you're smart then.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't bank for anybody.
Yeah.
If I can help it.
Yeah.
Unless it's a client that I've known for a long, long time.
And then you do them a little favor.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty.
They don't ask if we've been working together that long.
I see. Okay. What about equipment? You know, is there like a typical time of year that you normally see if you need anything? Maybe going.
Well, actually, you know what? We actually have a pretty good relationship with our suppliers, and so we don't normally. I mean, we don't have huge outlays for cash.
Okay.
That aren't covered by the client, so normally we're in pretty good shape there.
Okay. So whenever you do buy equipment once in a blue moon, you use like the manufacturers?
It's more often than once in a blue moon. It's we buy quite a few blowers and condensate traps and that kind of thing, but it's usually not. They're not really big ticket items. I mean, we're not spending $50,000 on one.
Oh, I see. How much do those normally run you?
Well, it depends. Anywhere from probably $700 up to, you know, $5,000-$6,000.
Oh, I see.
Well,
okay.
They're not huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not. Yeah. Small little ticket items then.
Yeah.
Okay. So nothing ever like more than $10,000 or anything like that, where you actually
not
need
usually.
Some financing.
Not usually.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
In fact, most of the time, if it's something that has to be financed, we let the client do it, and if they need to buy it, they'll buy it themselves.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, what about expansion? Any like plans for growth or expansion, or it's just like kickstarting something different?
Might, you know what? It might. This coming up in October is going to be there might be something going on because we got some stuff coming around. So you might want to. I mean, if you want to hang it out that far, give me a call and say. August or September. Well, might as well do it August because if I'm going to do it, I'm going to have to get lined up for it, right?
Yeah, exactly. What's going on?
Well, I might be expanding the business, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So basically, you're kind of seeing how the trend goes for the rest of like the half a year, and then if it goes well, you know, growth is good, then
our
you're going to...
Our business is geared towards the economy, and if the real estate market is solid, then you know, we continue to work. And if the real estate market takes a dump and everybody puts the money back in the stock market, then we slow down.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I see. Okay, that makes sense. So basically, just waiting until maybe right before the election or right after the election, see how
that's right.
What direction the wind blows, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, that's thanks for letting me know that. I will definitely touch base with you then. Hopefully, you still remember me.
Oh yeah.
And then we can talk about finance.
I didn't remember your name. I apologize, but
oh, that's okay.
Yeah, but thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's JIA. It's Chinese.
Okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Works for me.
All righty. Well, thanks, Rick. I will talk to you later.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.